have to preach one day, or I knew I was going to have to preach come Sunday. And couldn't line nothing up after Sunday, after Wednesday night. I couldn't get nothing going, couldn't make nothing work. And I can prove it to you. I haven't talked to BJ. The only message I've got from him is he's here. I got two of them. My wife can test for that. If you don't believe that, I'll show you the messages. That's the only message I've got from Brother BJ is he's here. And Brother Eric stood up this morning and said he is faithful and keep standing on the promise. And last night I was on my way home, couldn't get nothing going, couldn't get nothing to line up. And I said, God, you're going to have to show me something. You're going to have to show me something. I can't do it on my own. And he said, just give them your heart. And I sat down last night and I just started thinking about the promises God had given us. And the promises that, boy, he's been faithful to in this church. And promises he's been faithful to in my life. The title of the message tonight, Standing on the Promises. Standing on the promises of God. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13 is where we'll be tonight. If you will stand as we honor the reading of God's word. In Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. It is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not a NFL man, so I don't care much about that, but we are going to be short and sweet, and we'll just see what God has for us tonight. Just share what he's put on my heart this week. Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Verse number 12, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you tonight, God, and I just want to thank you for the promises you've made this church. Lord God, I thank you for the ones that ain't been answered yet, and I thank you for the ones you've already answered, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, we'll see the promises you've got in line for us, Father God. Each and every person in this place has got a promise you've made them and them alone. And Lord God, I pray that we not give up on you tonight, Father. Lord God, I pray we not get discouraged, Father God, by the world and the things going on around us, but we'll keep standing on the promises that you've made. Lord, I love you and I thank you tonight. God, I pray that you calm my nerves and get me completely out of the way tonight. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the plans that he has for us. He has plans for our lives. He has plans for each and every one of us in our lives. But he also tells us throughout the rest of the Bible some promises he's made us. God knows the promises he has made, and he won't forget those promises he has made. But tonight, I want you to know that the Lord has promised you something in your life. As soon as I said that, something clicked in your head. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And this may not be for nobody else. It may just be for me. But that standing on the promises has come up too many times today for it not to be for somebody in this place tonight. But you know what that promise is. And tonight I just want to ask a question. When God promises us something, what should we do? What should we do when God promises us something? The first thing I see is in verse number 12, and that is we must count on it. We can count on it when God promises us something. Verse number 12 says, "Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." It says he will. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise." I want you to know something. Jesus Christ, when he promises something, he's not going to forget it. He's not going to slack off on it. He's not going to give up on it. He's going to keep pushing on it. It may not be in your timeline. It may not be in mine. But I want you to know God is not slack concerning his promise. We can look all around the church. We can look at Brother Eric with the mass on your side. We can look at Baby Landry. We can look at Baby Willow. We can look at all these things that's went on in this church and we've prayed for, and God had promised us protection from. He's promised us peace in. We can see the promises of God and how we can count on his faithfulness to us. I want you to know something tonight, that we can count on his promises, but what we should also do is continue in his promise. We must continue in his promise. Just an example there is the Israelites. God gave them the promised land. And they didn't get the promised land just right off the bat. They had to sit outside the land for a while. And when they got there, And they was waiting on the promised land to become theirs. It didn't just become theirs automatically. There was a time frame they had to go through. There was a wait they had to go through. I want you to know tonight, when you get a promise from God, it's not always going to be an instant change. It's not always going to be instant you get that promise received. I want you to know tonight, when in God's time is when that promise will come. The Israelites didn't get the promise on their time. It come on God's time. But also the Israelites, they went through struggles. They went through struggles while they was waiting on the promise. And I want you to know tonight, when you're waiting on your promise from God, when you're trying to get to that promise from God that He's give you, there's always going to be a struggle. It's not an easy road all the time. It's not always just handed to you. Sometimes there's going to be struggles. But one thing I've seen every time I've been promised something by God, there's always discouragement. There's always something that comes and gets in your way. It's always discouragement. Just I was sitting there thinking about how Baby Landry, every time we'd get good news and something good would happen, it wasn't just a few days or just a few minutes later, something was snapping us back in the face and it was just worse news than what we got good news for. And the promise we had from God, I remember, I don't remember what was going on at the time, but I was on my way to Vernon. I was going somewhere and I was in the truck going to Vernon. And text message come through, it's not good, be praying. Baby Landry, she's not looking good, be praying. And I have never in my life got ill with God. I'm not an ill man. I try not to be. I try to be a man that just kind of level-headed, cool, collected. And it was just me and God in that truck that day, and I had to come apart. I said, God, you've done promised us. Or God, that's not my kid, but you've done promised us. You done promised that church something. You done promised that mama and daddy something. And I'm talking about I come apart in that truck. I was screaming and hollering, snotting and carry on. And I want you to know it wasn't 10 minutes later and the good news come back. I don't remember what it was, but just the faithfulness of God. Discouragement will always come. People's going to come against you. People's going to tell you you're crazy. People's going to try to knock down everything God's doing in your life. Discouragement will come, but you must continue in that promise God has given you. You must keep on keeping on. But not only can we count on God when He gives us a promise, not only can we continue in the promise He's gave us, but we must be courageous in the promise He's given us. Verse number 11 there, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I want you to know tonight the Lord has promised you peace. He hasn't promised you evil. He hasn't promised you heartache. He hasn't promised you all them things, stuff to tear you down. He's promised you peace. I want you to know tonight in Acts chapter number 3 is where I want to go now, 3, 1 through 6. Acts chapter number 3 and verses 1 through 6. I want to show you a couple of disciples, just an example here, of who were courageous in their promise from God. Acts chapter number 3 and verses 1 through 6, it says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, and being the ninth hour, a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Verse number 6, Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." I want you to see here these disciples, just an example here. I'm not trying to flip the script or nothing. If you'll look back on over in the text there, you'll see where Jesus Christ, He told them, He said, "The Holy Ghost is going to come and you'll receive power. You'll receive the power of the Holy Ghost." And that was a promise from God to the disciples, from Jesus to the disciples. And right here's the disciples say, "Well, we're going to test that power out. We're going to test with that promise that God give us out." And they tapped into the power there. But I want you to know that when you get that promise from Jesus Christ and you're courageous in the promise that He's give you and you're just keeping on, there's going to be peace in that promise. You're going to see the plan in His promise. But you'll also see the power in His promise. There'll be power in the way you walk. And there'll be a peace in the way you walk. And He'll give you a plan on the way you walk. I wrote this down. We must walk in the courage of Christ to see His promises fulfilled. If God's give you something and you're not walking in His courage and you're not counting on Him to show up and show out in it, and you're not continuing in His promise, then that promise may not come. It may come, but you may not ever see it. But you know tonight that just one more thing. Just one more thing. We're going to get out of here. We're going to go to the house. The last thing we must do when God promises us something is we must continue to trust in His promise. John chapter number 11, verses 21 through 23. We all know this story here. It's when Lazarus is dying, and they've come to Jesus and said, Lazarus is dying. We need help. He needs help. John chapter number 11, and verse 21 through 23, it says, Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, And thy brother shall rise again. I want you to know tonight that all throughout John chapter number 11, Lazarus was dying. They done told Jesus Lazarus was dying. And 23 verses later, she comes to him. She says, Lazarus is dying. He needs help. He's dead. You were too late. And then Jesus kept on. He kept on. And 20 verses later, Jesus finally gets to Lazarus. In verse 43 there, it says, Then when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Verse 44, And he that was dead come forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. I want you to know tonight that whatever God's promised you, it may not come on your time. Jesus Christ, he was 4 days late, and he may be 40 days late to yours. He may be 4 years late. He may be whatever he wants to be. He may be 4 days early. But just something that God's put in my mind this week, and I don't know why. I don't know why it's been there. But y'all have heard Brother BJ say, and he may be kidding when he says this. I don't know. He may change his mind. He may do whatever. But he always says it. I'm going to get to stand up at his funeral and share something. And first time he told me that, something popped in my mind. I knew what it was going to be. I'm one of them people, I've got to have an advancement. I got to know well ahead of time what I'm going to be doing. And so I've been planning it out. If he don't let me preach, I'd be all right, but I'd be fine. But he told me. He said, you're going to say something. All of you's going to say something. And back in the old church, I remember I was sitting three rows back, and Brother BJ come up, and he was screaming and hollering. Y'all know how he does. Y'all know what he does. And I was sitting right there on the end. And next thing I know, a Bible come flying down just like that, right by my face. And I said, what in the world has this man done? Them religious folks fixing to throw him out of here? I said, good night. And it wasn't long, he kept hollering, he kept screaming, and that Bible laying on the floor there, he may not ever remember this, but I remember it. And it wasn't long, he done took his old feet, and he stood up on that Bible. I said, oh, Lord God, if he ain't done it now, he's gone now. He's gone now, over with. But I know people that don't even like sitting their Bible on the floor. That man done threw his down and took both feet and stood on it. But he said this when he done that, and I'll never forget it. He said, for me and my house, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promise that Jesus Christ has made me. And I want you to know tonight, there's some promises that God's made you in your life. He's made in my life. It may be your kids. It may be your relationships. It may be whatever. It may be dumb to somebody else, but it's something God's promised you. And it's been so long since you've heard from God. It's been so long since you've been praying for that. man, you've been hurt and wanting God just to show up. And God, what's going on? I just keep getting discouraged and everything's going the wrong way. God, where are you at? You gave me this. But you know, there's an old crazy preacher I seen one time throw that Bible down on the ground. I want you to know something. You can stand on that Word of God. You can stand on them promises Jesus Christ has made you. And this week, if you're struggling with something, struggling with a promise God has given you, and you just want Him to show up, it might be good for you to throw that old King James Bible on the floor this week and say, God, there's an old crazy young preacher stood up and said, this might work. Lord God, I'm standing on the promise you gave me. I'm standing on the word you've given me. And it may not work, but God, I'm going to trust you.
Amen.
If there's one thing I can say, if I want people to say about me, I'm going to say it about BJ when he dies. As long as he don't change. As long as he don't turn over and start living another way, I'm going to say it when he dies. And I want people to say the same thing about me. I don't want them to say that I was a great member of Union Chapel Baptist Church. I don't want them to say I was a great mechanic. I don't want them to say all them things. I want them to say Jake Gunner stood on the Bible. He stood on the promise that Jesus Christ gave him. And tonight I want people in Union Chapel Baptist Church on Super Bowl Sunday to stand on the promise that Jesus Christ has given. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you tonight and I just want to thank you, Father. God, how unworthy I am to stand behind a sacred desk, Father God, and share your word. Lord God, tonight, Father God, I know there's hurting hearts in this place. Lord God, begging for the promises you've done give us. Begging to see something that you've done told us you was going to give us, Father. Lord God, tonight I pray we continue in your promises. Lord God, we done know we can count on you. Lord God, I pray we just keep on keeping on, Father. Lord God, when that discouragement comes, Father God, I pray that you give peace in the storm. Lord God, no matter what wind blows our way, Father God, I pray that our feet can't be shook off that solid rock. God, we love you and we do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.